Session number 12367.
Westerial 6.
The set had been doctored by, or the battery supply had been doctored by the signals core, which had blown the valves of his set. And when the set came out through our intelligent network for repair, the RAF built a beacon into it on which they began to pattern bomb his location. They kept missing him. They missed him 7-8 times, and then decided that perhaps that they would like one last try. We agreed to it because we decided that we would go in on foot and attack it if they didn't succeed this time. They pattern bombed the bit of jungle with a squadron of Lincolns, and squadrons of Lincolns make an awful mess of some very nice jungle. And then they signalled on their way home that they were very sorry they'd missed it yet again, and they were really rather depressed about it. We noticed, however, that the regimental commander, Tang Phuc Long's radio, didn't come up on schedule. He didn't start using his radio in the evenings, and we suspected perhaps that they might just have succeeded. And in fact, a group went in and found the terrorists nearly all dead, some of them quite unmarked, killed by blast. They'd been slap in the middle of the pattern bombing and had been completely eliminated. The RAF, poor chaps, at the time, had suspected they'd failed. But air power in that close country is very hit and miss, and more hit than miss. And precision bombing really wasn't an answer in terms of terrorist warfare, as the Americans went on to prove so conclusively, I think, later in Vietnam.
How did you come to leave the Malayan police?
They achieved independence in 1957, and there was the 10th schedule of the Malayan Independence Act, gave terms. We were all told, of course, that our careers were over, and gratuities and pensions rights would be preserved and handled sympathetically and generously by the Malayan authorities, and in fact that was true. Some of us were asked to serve on, and I served on for a full year under the Malayan government until 1958, and I was then 30. And some of my colleagues were going off to Africa and places like that, and I rather suspected that an enjoyable police career was over, that there weren't many more colonies other than African ones, which I wanted nothing to do with, to go to, and I'd better start looking for another career. So my first optional pension date was September 1958, and I opted for it and came out and went into industry.
Why didn't you want to have anything to do with Africa?
The Malaya was a relaxed place from a social and racial point of view. You were in the government service there. You were there on sufferance. Britain went there by invitation by the rulers. In those days, as a gazetted officer, I was gazetted in Kajang, somewhere along the line from being a sergeant. I became an ASP. And as an ASP, in fact, to go from one state to another, the state government always had to vet you and give permission. I remember going there in 1948. My very first station had a Malay inspector in charge of it. Syed Akil, his name was. Very nice man. And I had to go in and bang my foot and throw him a smart salute. In Palestine, you know, we British didn't have to do that sort of thing. You were very relaxed with the non-British senior ranks. But Millar never had that. You worked for people of other races and treated them with great deference and respect, and it made no difference what your racial makeup was. And I enjoyed that very much. And the Africa always seemed to, you seemed in Africa to have to carry the white man's burden, to go out to dinner with a black man probably meant that nobody would speak to you. It always carried that sort of racial overtones, and I didn't want to know any of that. Didn't want to go to Kenya or these strange places. I suspected that the highlights of the game were over anyway.
Are you proud of having served in the Malian Police?
Oh, very much so. I look back on that 10 years. And when we went there in 1948, it was undoubtedly dicey, and it could have gone either way. And 10 years on, when I actually left, it was free and independent. It was economically prosperous. It was to all intents and purposes peaceful, and it was a sort of total victory. And if one ever did anything else in one's life to take part in that, would have been enough, I think. It was a campaign of immense, that gave immense satisfaction to a lot of us who took part in it. And I see it now when I go back. I go back from time to time. One's Asian friends are now vastly senior or have retired. And you look at the state of the country, you look at what a success they've made of their independence, the standard of living and the quality of life for the ordinary man is so much better. It's been so much improved over the last 30 years. And of course, it's got reasonably free democratic institutions. And I think to have had a hand in helping to build in that, on that was deeply satisfying.